until 1 o'clock. I have no apologies except the Honorable Drachen, who is an alternate. I know Honorable Dolashe had to go to the province, but I don't have his your return apology. So Dolashe won't be here. I don't have an apology from Honorable Motsoba. Maybe she's still coming. Maybe let me start with acknowledging the students from UCT who's doing BA on communication. He's sitting at the back there. It's his last year. Apparently, he has some interest in this committee. Honorable members, I thought I must do it formally that Honorable Ndlozi is Dr. Ndlozi now. Congratulations, Honorable Ndlozi. We are saying this very proud of you. We are saying it very proud of you. I also listened to you this morning, and I thought the future of this country is in good hands. The future of this country is in good hands. I wish we can have more. I'm very serious about it. I wish we can have more of such young parliamentarians. But such a young leaders in our country. Because if we have such leaders, you can imagine sitting in a cabinet with that kind of leadership. I've witnessed this in Cuba. When I was in Cuba, for a two-week visit led by Comrade Khalima, when he was still the SG, and we were provincial secretaries of the ANC. We went to, apart from meeting Fidel Castro as a person, we went to a function where the Central Committee, when they were introduced, all of them, doctors, lawyers, you name everything. And I felt, you know, if these countries can be like this, definitely they will know where to go, where to take their countries to. Because that thing is fundamental to have such educated leaders. That is, I don't know if members listened to the interview of Dr. Ndlozi and Sakina this morning. Very interesting story. I wish to read that dissertation.
I did.
You did?
I did.
And where this member comes from, he's not coming from a very well-off family. He fought his way up to where he is now, academically. And we must really congratulate him again. We love you. We must say we really love you. This is not for discussion, eh? It was just congratulating him. We are very lucky to have someone like him in our committee. And he's the only doctor, by the way, here. No challenge. For now, he's the only
doctor. He's the only formal doctor.
Yeah. members, we're dealing with MDDA and ICASA today, the actual shortlisting. We are really running against time. I'll come to you, Honorable. We are running against time. Remember, the Parliament rises on the 7th of September. Remember, on the 26th of September is the last day of the interim board. After the 7th, we are going to our constituencies and staff. And then when we come back, the term of interim board will be done. So we are running very much against time. So we'll have to do everything, spend every minute, so that we meet the deadlines. Honorable Van Dam and Honorable Van Dijk.
Thanks, Chief. I just wanted to talk about the SABC board interviews. We'd initially agreed that all CVs were going to put on the website. We will just redact people's cell phone numbers and ID numbers. Now, there was a delay in posting those. I see that they were eventually posted after some civil society organizations complained. But what was the reason for the delay? I mean, why were they not initially posted, the full CVs posted? Because what that means now is that it's reduced the time that the organizations have to help us, in essence, help us make sure that we appoint the right people. So, Chair, can we just have an explanation?
Honourable Fadik.
Chair, with regards to the time frame that you were referring to, we advertised for three people for the MDDA, but in the meantime there was a resignation. The Ms. Pilari, Police Akari resigned. I wanted to suggest, and here if it's possible, that while we're doing the interviews or we're shortlisting, if we not can include then possible people for that fourth position. Just a suggestion.
No, on the 1 day delay. On the 1 day delay to place the correct information. It's now done. It was a day. There were a few omissions when the CVs were posted. There were a few omissions, including the work experience and the actual CV without a few things that were agreed they must not reflect. You remember that we said no information relating to no personal information like your cell phone number, your address, but everything else must be reflected. And I think that's what created the delay. What was placed was the summarized version of the CVs instead of placing everything minus those things that we said. But that was corrected. We are behind with 1 day. I know that the right to know, they say the 5 working days is not enough. for them, not for South African public, for them. They placed that request, and we decided that it must be 5 days. It won't be 5 days any longer. We are adding 1 day, 1 or 2 days, but we are adding 1 day because we missed 1 day. It was supposed to be done on Wednesday morning, and then it was done on Thursday morning, the correct version of the service. We realized that there was that mistake, and it was corrected yesterday, or day before yesterday, on Thursday, yes. So it's done, it's corrected now. Insofar as your point, Honorable Van Dijk, you say instead of shortlisting and interviewing for the 3 vacancies, we must shortlist and interview 4 vacancies.
Chair, at the moment on the board, there's 3 members. One was assigned by the president, so there should be there's actually 4 vacancies, not 3.
We advertised for 3 vacancies. Now you say we must shortlist and interview for 4. Is that what you are saying?
There's actually, there is 4 people. Polisa Kari is now with ICASA. She resigned. So there's an extra position. There's supposed to be 6, and 3 should be appointed by us, but we only advertise for 3. So there's an extra person now that should actually be interviewed somewhere.
Members, I'm saying we advertise for 3, and we'll interview and shortlist for 3.
No, Chair, I was going to say maybe this presentation will assist, although it's long, it's things we know in any case. But I think what is important is just to outline what she's raised so that we are sure exactly how many people we must shortlist. Although the problem is advertisement which went out for 3 positions. I think that would help us.
Yeah. No, we can go there, but you're right. The advert was for 3. So we must interview 3. Meaning we'll have to spend the money again to advertise for the post. That's where the problem is. Honorable.
Yes, Chair. Maybe the proposal is that we take a resolution for the advert to go out. I don't know if I'm understanding properly. Legally, we wouldn't be able to shortlist from this bunch for the other position. It would frustrate. I think we could be challenged. So to avoid all of that, let's take a resolution now. I don't know that we are unable to. But the advert must go out next week. I wouldn't be opposed to that if that's the problem.
No, advert will for the vacant post, advert will come out as soon as possible. All right. Anything else, members, besides what you are going to do? I think we are a bit on track in terms of the time. We'll have to manage it. Can we get the briefing from... The briefing that we're going to get, members, is not that different from what we got when we're dealing with SABC. It's only that it's now ICASA and MBA. So there are no fundamental differences. But okay, we summarize it.
Thank you, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members. As the Chair said, this, in principle, the presentations are the same. What differs is the prescripts of the law that govern the various entities. In this case, MDDA is also governed by an MDDA Act. So we depart from that premise that the prescripts are from the MDDA Act. It's not showing there. Sorry. Apologies, Chair. Technical glitches. Chairperson?
Sorry,
I really have a strong proposal that we start with ICASA. That is what I expected from, because ICASA comes first in the brief there, that the ICASA and MDDA. I would move that let's start with ICASA, and then we will do MDDA after.
You mean when he's making a presentation, or when we shortly?
It seems to me he's making a presentation about MDDA now.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. My view is the documents I have are about the portfolio committee communications about MDDA and all of that. So I would say let's do ICASA first, not MDDA.
We can have ICASA there electronically, but the hard copies are still coming.
Yeah.
Can we do that, members?
Oh, great, Chair. Oh, great.
Proceed.
Because the agenda is saying that in any case.
Follow the agenda. Well, the agenda is the CASA and MDD.
Apologies, Chair. We just said that the technical glitch with the printers. In terms of ICASA, Chairperson, Honorable Chairperson, we depart from the premise of as per the prescripts of the ICASA Act, number 13 of 2000 as amended. There are currently four council members who began their four-year terms on April 3rd, 2016. On 22nd November 2016, the Portfolio Committee on Communications held interviews with shortlisted candidates to fill the two vacancies. Ms. Nomvuyi Sobhatshi and Mrs. Katrina Pillay, their terms came to an end 31st January 2017. Mr. Ruben Mhlaloga's term will come to an end 04 September 2017. Mr. Jabulani Blossi, whose term ended 31st January 2016, and Mr. Roland Williams, the committee received referrals in terms of the two members and their terms because they had expired. So there are currently three vacancies, and NA, National Assembly, recently adopted a report to fill two vacancies. The committee had advertised for two vacancies. However, the committee received a request from the Deputy Speaker to include in this process the filling of the third vacancy, which arose as a result of Mr. Ruben Mhlaloga's term coming to an end. The matter was referred to the committee after the advertisement of the two vacancies had gone out. And as we know, NA sitting of 22nd August 2017 confirmed the appointment of Ms. Palisa Tadi and that of Ms. Dimaka Tsokosha, both replacing Dr. Marcia Sotwekwa and the late Dr. Stephen Ngube, who was the former chairperson of the regulator. This is the letter correspondence dated 28 June 2017, addressed to the chairperson. And in that, it serves to advise the Portfolio Committee on Communications on the upcoming vacancy, which is the one of Mr. Ruben Mahlaloga. So the speaker then goes on to say, I've been advised that the Portfolio Committee on Communications is currently advertising a call for nominations to fill two vacancies at the ICASA, and that the closing date for the nomination call is 30 June. Though quorum is not needed to ensure decisions are implemented by the regulator and councillors, Section 11.3 states that the quorum for any meeting of the council is a majority of the councillors in the office at the time. Despite that, the PCC advertised for the council nominations and advert was closed in June, like I said before. The committee received a total of 117 applications articulating nominations to the ICASA Council. Adverts for two boards, SABC and MDDA, and the ICASA Council were advertised simultaneously by the committee. And then, of course, it was expected that candidates would indicate, as is the norm, which positions they are applying for. And I think this is a repetitive slide from the SABC one to say that there was an extra 348 applications that were not considered for various reasons that we have articulated before. In terms of the HR processes in Parliament, doesn't consider candidates who do not respond to the advert accordingly. And no policy talks to the number of candidates to be shortlisted for a position. Of course, there's the qualifications check that must take place, and it takes 3 to 5 days, whereas for the international, it takes more. And the qualifications are verified, outsourced to a company called MEI. And, of course, post the shortlisting, the consent forms will be sent to the candidates immediately after the committee has resolved on the shortlist candidates. In terms of the Act itself and the amendments of 2006 and 2014, in terms of the process for appointing councillors, Section 5 and 6 of the ICASA Act prescribe broadly for the appointment purposes. Section 5 is the constitution of and the appointment of members of council of councillors to council. Section 6 refers to the disqualification processes, whereas 6A talks to the management, the performance management system, which I'll talk to a bit later. When we look at the constitution of and the appointment of councillors to council, subsection 1 states that the council consists of a chairperson and 8 other councillors appointed by the minister upon approval by National Assembly, according to the following principles. A, participation by the public in the nomination process, transparency and openness, and C, the publication of a short list of candidates for appointment with due regard to subsection 3 and subsection 6. And I'd like to reiterate here, Honourable Chair, that perhaps the committee will have to yet take another resolution on what parts of the short list of candidates we publish, because in as far as I interpret the Act, it just talks about a short list. It could be a bridge CV like we interpreted in the first place for SABC. Section 5.1A says that the NA must submit to the minister a list of suitable candidates at least 1.5 times the number of councillors to be appointed. The National Assembly may invite technical experts to assist in the selection, evaluation, and appointment processes of councillors. The experts contemplated in paragraph B may include: 1, a person with knowledge of and experience in the industry, a person with a legal background, knowledge of the ICT sector and competition-related matters, an academic in the field of electronic communications, or a representative from the labor sector, a representative of consumer interests. Section 5.1b, the minister must recommend to any from the list of list contemplated in subsection 1a persons whom he or she proposes to serve on the board, on the council. B, if the NA is not satisfied that the person recommended for appointment by the minister comply with subsection 3, the NA may request the minister to review his or her recommendation. C, following approval by National Assembly of the minister's recommendation for appointment, the minister must appoint the chairperson or other councillor by notice in the Gazette. Section 5.2 refers, in the absence of the chairperson, the remaining councillors must from their number elect an acting chairperson who, while he or she acts, may perform all functions of the chairperson. 5.3, persons appointed to council must be persons who, A, are committed to fairness, freedom, expression, openness and accountability on the part of those entrusted with the governance of a public service. B, when viewed collectively, are representative of a broad cross-section of the population of the Republic and possess suitable qualifications, expertise and experience in the fields of, amongst others, broadcasting, electronic communications and postal policy or operations, public policy development, electronic engineering, law, information technology, content in any form, consumer protection, education, economics, finance or any other relevant qualifications. I'd like to also add, honourable members, that we have circulated the profiles of the current ICASA councillors. So that should assist the process in terms of zooming into this particular slide, number 17, and seeing what does the current composition of councillors miss in essence. Section 5.4, a councillor appointed under this section must, before he or she begins to perform his or her functions, take an oath or affirmation that he or she, A, is committed to fairness, freedom of expression, openness and accountability, and will uphold and protect the Constitution and the laws of the Republic, including this Act and the underlying statutes. In terms of the section around disqualifications, section 6, one says, a person may not be appointed as a councillor if he or she, A, is not a South African citizen of the Republic, is not permanently resident in the country, is a public servant of the holder of any other remunerated position under the state, is a member of parliament, any provincial legislator or any municipal council, is an office bearer or employee of any party, movement, organization of a party political nature, or his or her family member has a direct or indirect financial interest in the electronic communications, postal or broadcasting industry. 6.1 under disqualification, it's a continuation, sorry, or his or her business or associate holds an office in or with or is employed by any person or body, whether corporate, unincorporate, or which has an interest contemplated in paragraph F. H is an unrehabilitated insolvent. I has been declared by a court to be mentally ill or disordered. J, has at any time been convicted, whether in the Republic or elsewhere, of theft, fraud, forgery, or uttering a forged document, perjury, or an offense in terms of Prevention Corruption Act, number 58, the Corrupt Act, number 1992, part 1 and part 4, or section 17, 20, or 21, in so far as it relates to the aforementioned offenses of Chapter 2 of the Prevention and Combating of Corrupt Activities Act of 2004, or in any other offense involving dishonesty, or an offense under this Act or underlying statutes. K has been sentenced after the commencement of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa to a period of imprisonment of not less than 1 year without the option of a fine, or has at any time been removed from an office of trust on account of misconduct. 6.2 says a person who is subject to a disqualification contemplated in subsection 1B to I may be nominated for appointment as a councillor, but only be appointed if the time of such appointment, he or she no longer subject to that disqualification. In terms of the performance management system, the reason I inserted this particular part was in relation to a specific part that talks to the post the appointment of the members. And it reads as such that the minister must, in consultation with the National Assembly, establish a performance management system to monitor and evaluate the performance of the chairperson, councillors, and the council individually and collectively. One reads Section 2A because it refers to what the performance management system must do. Section 6A3 refers to where and with whom the councillors must sign the performance management. The important part is 6A4, which says the evaluation of the performance of the chairperson, other councillor, and the council must be conducted by the panel constituted by the minister in consultation with National Assembly. For that purpose, Section 6A5 refers to the panel submitting a report after evaluation to the National Assembly for consideration. So I just thought I'd appraise the members that the work won't stop by just appointing. We still need to go as far as assisting the ministry to have performance management system in place for the purpose. In terms of the process overview, it doesn't differ much from the process that we undertook with the SAPC board. And you will notice that after process C, there's the entire process to ensure public participation and transparency for the purpose. The shortlisting process, as mentioned previously in the SABC board nomination process, is quite an extensive process. Needless to say that as the committee for ICASA, the committee has not deliberated on when the shortlisting process will take place. So part of the resolution today will be to set the dates if possible. If not possible, then we'll leave them for the next term. The tabling for this particular shortlisted candidates to National Assembly, including the interviews, have been scheduled for the fourth term. We have not scheduled them for the current term. In terms of the high-level business process, again, as you can see, it's the shortlisting process that's very important to ensure transparency and public participation. And of course, in terms of the timelines, we haven't set any timelines from shortlisting all the way to interviews to deliberations and when we table this to National Assembly. So I leave that to the members for discussion later. The only date we have is of today, which is what we are doing shortlisting. But what I can guarantee from the support staff is that we will publish once the committee has resolved on the shortlisted candidates, so that we can commence the process, the public participation process, in such a manner that at least we allow more time, as we have witnessed with Right to Know complaining about the time frame that we have offered them. So in terms of the activity plan, again, it's repetitive, as the same as the previous that we did for the SABC board. We can't go into details because we don't have times yet for it. So as soon as we get times, then we'll be able to put in information there. The current members of the board, like I mentioned, of council, my apologies, as I've mentioned, the members do have the profiles in their packages. But I will just mention that we have one female and three females. One being Kiabetso Mudibeng. Oh, my apologies. It's one female and three males. My apologies, Honorable Chair. So the first male we have is Kiabetso Mudibeng. The princess is Mwenkenyana Mokhele. Yes, you do have them. I'm not going to read. I'm just reading the names. And my apologies. I meant Miss Mwenkenyana Mokhele. It's Mr. Pina Zimri. Yes, and Paris Mashiba. Thank you.
Members, thank you very much. That ikhaza. Shall we go to MDD? Okay.
Just to check,
yeah.
When he referred to his input, I think it's page 15, okay?
Page 15?
That is circulated. His book of the information, and he indicated that the present councillors, means that which was required of them to have. Okay. I think you spoke about that. So they were there, or they are there, and they're not supposed to be there. I think that is what you said. If you could just explain. That's when you were going through page number 15 of your input. Can I go back for you to understand?
Yes, please.
You said
I don't get you.
There is a circulated information, to quote you, to indicate what the present councillors miss. It means, therefore, that there are councillors that are at the moment there acting as councillors, but then they don't have that altogether. So which means then that they have been going on executing their work, and from the outset that was not considered altogether. I mean, that's what you said. Unless you put it wrongly or another way.
Thank you. thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, what we can confirm now is that there's currently five councillors at ICASA. The four that were distributed to the members were the last four to be appointed by the committee. I'm saying five because Mr. Motlaluga's term is coming to an end on 1st September. His term ended on 30th June, but the Act makes provision for an extension. So his term was extended to ends on 1st September. The committee on Tuesday, Parliament adopted the resolution of this committee to have Ms. Palisa Kadi and Ms. And Advocate Kosha appointed, which when the minister makes that appointment, will leave ICASA with six councillors if we put Mr. Motlaluga aside, because his term is anyway coming to an end next week. So currently we gave names of four councillors who are there at ICASA, and we did not include Palisa and Kosha because in as much as Parliament had adopted the resolution, by the minister is yet to make those two appointments. I hope we try to respond to Mr. Matisha's question.
Are you okay?
No, you see, when you say they miss this, I mean, that's quite different, okay? You're not talking about persons themselves. It actually means that the persons who are there, there are particular qualities that they miss. So if they then are correct in that, I then shall understand. Because I repeat, Chairperson, he spoke about the persons who are there who miss particular characters and or qualifications and so on. So if that is what you then are saying, as he has now explained, that's a different thing, and we shall move from there. Okay.
You want to clarify? Okay.
I apologies, Honorable Madisha. I think perhaps I was talking slurring. What I meant was that, and that's slide 17, is as per the Act, it says the constitution of an appointment of councillors to council. And it talks about when they are viewed collectively, this is the skills that they must possess. And what I said was that hence we handed out the current councillors so that when the honorable members are making a decision on the nominations, then they can already see the gaps of what skills are already there and what skills are missing within the composition of the current council. I hope that brings clarity.
Okay. Thank you very much, Honorable Davis.
Thanks, Chair. I was just going to suggest that we do the shortlisting of ICASA now while all of this information is fresh in our minds, and then we do the briefing on MDDA and then the shortlisting. That's my proposal.
That's a proposal? Any second? Honorable Dossi seconds that. You heard it. Okay. No, that's fine. I think it makes sense. Can you go to ICASA shortlisting? We will present them later after we're done with the ICASA. Now the process is not different from SABC. Yes, we're shortlisting how many? No, can we? No. I mean, we're filling vacancies of three, and then of three with Mhlaluga. Then we take the same principle. Then it means nine. At the end of the day, we must shortlist nine candidates, isn't it? Are we agreeable to that, Honorable Davis?
Chair, the Act says that we need to submit 1.5 times the number of candidates to the minister. So in my mind, if we're going to work on the 1-2-3 principle, we need to submit 4.5, we need to shortlist, sorry, we need to shortlist 4.5 times 3, not 3 times 3. So in fact, it's 13.5, which we could round off to 14.
The interpretation? Honorable Kalaka?
No, Chair, also... because they have won't make it of an individual, but I think Chair, since we need in total 9, I will agree that as a committee, if you can shortlist around 14, at least it will make sense for us to interview 14 when we have shortlisted. Don't think it's a...
Can we, just before we proceed, can you read the... What is the Act saying? No, just want from the Act itself. In terms of shortlisting. In terms of shortlisting, appointment is... It's just different. Ms. Honorable Davis, there is appointment, there is shortlisting. That is why I'm saying we must read the Act.
Thank you, Honorable.
Before?
No, I just had the Act in front of me, so I was prepared to read it. Shall I read it? Okay. So the Act says that the National Assembly must submit to the Minister a list of suitable candidates at least 1.5 times the number of councillors to be appointed. So we've been asked to nominate 3, but we have to submit 4.5 names to the minister.
The proposal is that we shortlist 14.
I'm happy to shortlist 14, but I do think we need some clarity on precisely how many names we should submit, because obviously we can't submit 4.5 names unless we submit somebody's surname only. So would we submit 4 names or 5 names? Are we going to round it up to 5 or to 4?
Thank you, Chairperson. The number of candidates to be shortlisted for the vacancies rests with the committee. However, when we are reporting to the House after having interviewed, then that's when we submit 1.5. So, which means if we are filling one vacancy, we'll submit 2 names because we cannot submit half. So that's where it is, Chairperson. It's when you're reporting to the House after having interviewed the candidates, but the number of candidates with shortlist will be dependent on the committee decision on this committee. Thank you, Chair.
I want to ask with a lot.
I don't agree with 14. I think we must interview 9. And let's be efficient. We interview 9, shortlist 9. Or I can meet comrades halfway, 12. We don't have to interview 4.5 or 1.5 when we shortlist. Let's get the best pool of these people, interview them, and give the House our 4 names. So maybe 12, because it's 3 vacancies, 3 people each, 3, 6, 9, and then maybe 12 or 10. But 14. We have 36 SABC interviews. We have MDDA. We have ICASA. We must finish before the end of this term, before the House rises. So my recommendation is we're safe with 12, not 14.
Try to avoid Honorable Tedi and then Honorable Tedi.
My understanding, Chair, was that the 4.5 or 3.5 that you spoke about earlier relates to the submission to the minister. That was my interpretation. That's why I had earlier on thought, as we should list now, we must list on the basis of the 3 multiplied by 3, which is 9. That was my understanding. But for submission purposes, that's where the 4.5 comes into picture. That was my understanding. But we can engage, but that was my understanding. It was not necessarily saying the 4.5 should even apply when it comes to shortlisting.
I hope it's fresh. I hope it's fresh. I guess the general principle is that there's no prescribed shortlisting. It's only a sensible shortlisting that is required. No prescribed. Now, it's clear that you meet the requirement when you delete submission after interview. You stick with the legal requirements. Where I'm sitting is that my understanding of 14 is that we are trying to create a space where if you had 2 people you were thinking about, you are able to accommodate them for an interview. Where you had 4 people, just accommodation of more than 1 or 2 or 3 parties or something like that. So to me, I would propose that let's not be too tight on the 14 and 12. I would still feel 14 is fine. I wouldn't die if it's 12. But let's think of the principle of accommodation of as many people as you can, but you don't make a ridiculous number. So 14 and 12, it's okay. But I think 14 is still fine. If committee has a problem.
Chair, I appreciate that we've got a lot of work to get through as a committee. We've got the SABC to deal with and the MDDA and as well as this council. But I also don't think we should take shortcuts because the decisions we take will have ramifications for the next few years. Now, we've been asked to submit 1.5 times the number of names to the minister. As the committee secretary says, that would be rounded up to 5 names. My concern is if we go as low as 9, it means that there will only be 4 people that we can eliminate in the interview process, and I don't think that that's enough of a margin for error to work with. So we did agree on a 3-to-1 ratio in the first meeting when we were talking about the SABC, and I think we should be consistent and keep the 3-to-1 ratio, and I actually think we should have 15 names on our shortlist to be consistent with that 3-to-1 ratio if we're going to be submitting 5 names to the minister.
There is 12, there is 14, there is 15, Honorable Ndosi. Oh, before that, let's hear the new proposal.
I'm agreeing with Honorable Davies. I mean, let's rather stick to the requirements of the Act. Let's not, we set a pretty clear procedure with the SABC board interviews. Let's do the same. Let's be consistent.
Okay.
I'd like to support him.
Honorable Ndosi.
Okay. I didn't want to be technical because this is really not a technical discussion. So there is no law in relation to the number of shortlists. Let's not therefore mislead each other in that sense. We're persuading each other. It's not a prescription, as Honorable Gungubele says. You've got 3 posts to fill. Under the different conditions, we were shortlisting 3 people per position. So now we say, okay, we have this thing of 3 of 1.5. Let's do 4 people per position. That brings us to 4, 8, 12. Not 15. You are still within 1.5. Because for each position, you're not interviewing 3 people, you're interviewing 4 people. Now, if it's 15, it's the ratio is thought differently, actually. Maybe it's, I don't know how,
Because if I'm consistent with your thinking, which I'm persuaded, still the number has to come to 12, because it's four people plus one. Otherwise, because four times three is 12. So I'm not. It's neither a shortcut, Chairperson. But I have to accommodate the fact that we will be sitting with 36 people, the same team, listening to them. 36. I see that the names, some of these people cross in the three applications. Some people appear three times. Some people appear twice. We'll be sitting there, and we have to rise at the end of September. We must do all of this work. It's a consideration, not for a shortcut, but for efficiency. My view is 12, Honorable Gungubel. I did say 9, but we can meet each other at 12. But you are not wanting to meet halfway. We are even raising, okay, no problem, 12. Honorable Davis takes it from 14. He says, actually, it must be 15. If you give him an opportunity now, he's probably saying, no, actually, it must be 25. That is his trend, Honorable Davies. But we have accommodated his logic at four people per position. That brings us to 12, not 15.
I think let's put the issue of the act or law on this shortlisting one aside, because it doesn't. You remember we were saying even in SABC there is no policy on 3-1, it's a practice. So surely we can't bring law on this one. It's a matter of us taking it from the 3-1 principle. And if we want to raise it to 12, which I agree, because you are way over at the 9 if you go to 12. On this one, I have a position myself. I align myself with, because you remember we were saying, if we interview, we give a candidate 40 minutes or an hour. That will be 12 candidates a day. And if you go beyond the 12 candidates a day, it means you'll go to the second day. That's one other thing that I must address. But can we come to closer to each other on this one? 15, 14, 12, Honorable Davis?
Thanks, Chair. I just wanted to reiterate that we're going to have to submit 5 names to the Minister. So I appreciate that Honorable Ndlozi is following the logic, but the number of names we need to submit is 5, and if we're consistent with our principle of 3-1, we would then need to interview 15 candidates.
I think we must take a decision. Yeah, members. Honorable Teddy and Kumbel.
I thought earlier, Chair, you gave a ruling which was informed by a popular view. Which is 12, and I don't know.
don't quote me wrongly. I was agreeing with Honorable Ndlozi on 12. You came with 14. He comes with 15.
In other words, you remember earlier on my submission was there is no. You remember my initial position was that the 4.5 issue in terms of what he has been reading there only applies when it comes to submission to the minister. So my earlier proposal was on 9. But when it comes to submission to the minister, that's where we'll apply the 4. That was my initial position. So all I'm saying now is that I'm withdrawing my proposal in favor of those who are saying 12.
Yeah. I think
democracy when similar parties talk differently. And it's maturing. Let me explain what one is trying to look at. I guess myself and Davis would be almost close together on this. If you talk logic, well, I wouldn't comment on that because that is new. It's just water and oil. I think Honorable Dozon speaks about efficiency. Makes sense. But the word sense can be insulting. It's an important point. It's an important point. But what I was trying to accommodate when I say 14 is that when we propose names for shortlisting, I'm trying to accommodate two factors, both efficiency and parties having as much to propose for shortlisting as possible. These are two factors that one is trying to accommodate. The other one may accommodate just one factor. So those are two factors one was thinking of. That's why I'm not far away from Honorable Davis. Not ideologically, but mathematically and logically.
No, Chair, I think you'll have to rule. That 15 is right. I don't want to repeat what Honorable Davis. So you have to rule so that we move forward. 15 is fine.
14.
Agreed.
Chair, let's do 15. It's fine. The ratio of the total, not of the seats. It makes sense, but that's what it means.
15
is okay.
Anybody against 15?
We'll repeat the five
thank
times.
Thank you very much.
Three times.
Thank you very much, 15. Honorable Davis, thank you very much, 15. It's recorded. No policy on it. It's a decision of the committee.
Yeah.
15 names. And then it means we must work very hard to do that one day. Okay, can we, when we're doing SABC, some names fell within the cracks, so that when you guys capture, of course this one is it's not a long list, when you guys capture, you do it properly. Well, there was a complaint from the ANC that there are three names that fell within the cracks. I didn't get any other complaint. But it's fine. You will have to be very clinical about it so that you give us the correct product. I will call the names now, starting from the ANC and then all of us. And the SP will have to be ready. Remember, there is a party called SP, smaller parties. Okay.
I'm not aware. I don't know.
So the leader of the SP.
Okay. Come, let's hear the ANC.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. From the ANC, we would like to submit the following names for shortlisting, Chairperson. That's candidate 17. The name is Nomonde Gonxeka Siopa.
That's Nomonde Gonxeka
Siopa. Yeah.
Gonxeka.
That's fine. Yeah. Candidate 65, Ruben Mutaluha. candidate 91, Temba Piri, 41, John Posa Mashongwane, 90.
That's Makagwana in Venda.
Yes,
in Venda
okay.
Language.
I see. And then 90, Andrew Peto, 90. Andrew Peto, and the last name from our side is number one, Kawekazi Benedicta Mahlati.
Kawekazi.
Oh, yeah.
Kawekazi.
Kawekazi, okay. Thank you.
DA?
Can they repeat the check for the last time? And
will you need it?
The number?
Oh, yes, numbers. I can give you.
Oh, numbers. Okay. Number one?
Number one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Number 17?
Mm-hmm.
Number 41?
Mm-hmm.
Number 65?
Mm-hmm.
Number 90?
90.
Yes, 90. And 91.
Thanks, Chair. We would like to put forward candidate number 17. That is Ms. Nomonde Gongeka Siopa. Number 101, which is Ms. Kate Skinner. Number 63, which is Mr. Peter Chlapaloza. Number 67, which is Mr. Thabo Makake. Number 5, which is Ms. Natalie Ann Delport. Number 47, which is Professor Sheila Musi. And number 37, which is Mr. Bongo Musa Makatini.
Can I go to EFF?
Can you go to EFF check? I'm just confusing one thing.
SP, Mr. Madisha? You don't want this SP thing, eh?
I'm cooking it. No, are you right? No, I've never heard of that.
The minority is a
fact. Why? No, okay, the wrong. Okay, the following. Again, number 9. Number 17. Of 47.
47.
Okay, no. 65. 72.
72.
Somebody stop and get that. 87.
87.
94.
94.
98.
98.
And
101. 101.
Yes.
Can we say it again? Number 9, 1, 7, 4, 7, 3, 7,
0 4 7 6 5 7 2 8 7 9 4 9 8 1 0 1. Okay. Waiting for you, Doc.
Yes, number 1, number 17, number 73.
1 17 73. Yes. Number 1, 17, 73. Yeah, so we have how many names altogether? We have 13, 20, 29. Am I right? We have 13. You're right. 19, 20, 23. 25, sorry. Now, we have number 17, who's common. 17 is common to all parties. 1, 1 EFF and ANC. 17 ngukwangxeka, ne? Number 1 ubani? Kawekazi. Yayiphenye ehlanganayo. Ukuphi 65? 65 ANC and SP.
Ngokel
40
Ngokel
47
Ngokel Nondiabu zo wan
47 47 with SP and DA 65 assessments. Yeah, 101 101 is DA, SP. Conan. All right. Now, from this 25, we need 15 names, members. Honorable Teddy.
Maybe let's.
Chair, excuse me, sorry. My apologies, yes.
What about him? What about Teddy?
Okay.
Can you let him talk and then you add after that? You are adding the name, isn't it? Teddy?
Yes,
Chair.
No, I wanted to suggest, Chair, for a start, let's request the SP to assist us. They are at 9. Can they assist us before we proceed by bringing it down to a reasonable number?
Honorable Dose?
Yeah, no, I wanted to add 65 to my list.
65, yeah. It's common to ANC, EFF, and SP. Yeah. Honorable said you are unfair to Honorable Matish. That's the name. That will be done when you negotiate. Because now it's you must, as the parties, you must come down to 15 names. You must come down to 15 names. Can we leave that to you? So that that issue we raise, Ayo, is the issue that we raised to DA with the R36 in SABC. It's the same issue, but that one must be worked out when you negotiate.
No, I agree.
You do. Can we have, where is Mr. Foster? Can we have a tea? Members, it's 11 o'clock. Yes, sir.
Unless it's awkward,
yes.
I wanted to propose that this is Friday, that why don't you go to MTVA? So when parties are negotiating, they negotiate a full package. So we'll come back, it's a full report.
That's a view? Anyone with a problem with that, Honorable Davis?
I don't really have a problem with it. I just wanted to put another view on the table. I just think it would be cleaner if we just put this one to bed and then we start fresh with the MDDA. I don't know. Because we're going to lose track of the names and...
Kalago is supporting that. Can we do the talking, members? Break for a few minutes. When we are done, you can let me know. Thanks.
Can I double check your numbers with mine?
Okay. The what?
Can I double check your numbers
with mine? Thanks. So this is ANC. SP has blood pressure. So you can't write SP, you must write SP. But
Okay. Alright, so this is ANC, yeah.
That is 865?
Perth, ANC.
Yeah, 65. 91.
Yeah.
41.
Mm-hmm.
90.
90.
Take your hand away.
Oh, sorry.
90. 1.
1.
Yeah, in 17.
Okay.
DA is 17.
Mm-hmm.
101,
63. 63. Yeah, 67. Mm-hmm. 5.
Yeah.
47. Mm-hmm.
37 is DA. 57. Yeah. EFF.
47.
Yeah.
1.
57. Yeah.
Okay.
EFF is 1.
98. 101.
That's him. The comparison is like 17. What is right? That is they agree most of it. 4. 17.
Mm-hmm.
1. 65.
47. 65.
Yeah.
47.
Yeah, for the N 101. The 65 is already there.
101. Yeah. So,
2, 4, 5, 5, 5, 6. Huh? No. Six. No, that's 65. Remember the EFF make a late one, said he wanted to add 65.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right, that's 17, 1, 4, 7, 101.
Yeah.
So those are the common, those are common denominators.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know how we get a list of all of these names?
Uh-huh.
You know how we get a list of all of these names?
They don't want to, they mention the names, but you see what they're doing. It's like, this is live television, they don't want to mention the names. Okay. Because the guys can see parliamentary TV what's going on.
Yeah. Mm.
But they will actually announce when they get to the 40, then you will announce it.
Oh, honey.
Hey, how are you?
Good to see you, man. Hey.
Is this
the program? No, that's not the program.
You still have my document here, no? My guest list.
Where is it?
When?
I just broke my foot in two places. But this is kind of how we got on, so it's getting
better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, now I'm in trouble. Now I'm in trouble. You.
I'm going to go to the next one.
You said you are ready? Honorable members, I also want to appeal to the ANC. If your members are not attending a meeting, they must apologize. Honorable Machoba, we don't know what's going on there. Make a follow-up. We don't know whether she's fine or not, but I think you'll have to make a follow-up. Not necessarily for the meeting. Yes, for the meeting, but just to check if she is okay. Otherwise, we'll sit here and somebody's in trouble. I think parties are ready. And should I start with the ANC or start with the SP? Start with the ANC. Honorable Kala.
Chair, from the ANC, we have the following numbers. Candidate for 41, 90,
Is that the ANC shortlist?
There's the ANC new submission.
Yeah.
After negotiation.
After negotiation.
Okay. 4-1. Yes. 7-7. Yes.
7-7.
9-0.
9-0.
And 9-1. So we are adding to the common ones, which are 1-7 and 6-5.
So it's 4-1, 7-7, 9-0, 9-1.
Yes. So altogether we'll have 1-17, 41, 65, 90, 91, and a new number which is 7-7. So in essence, it's the very first submission. We only added a new number which is 7-7.
Copins, can you give me your total list now, including those that are common?
We're at 7, Chair. It's 1.
It's 1?
1-7.
1-7.
4-1.
Yes.
6-5.
Yes.
7-7.
Yes.
9-0. And 9-1. And we hope this time around the secretariat will assist us to capture correctly.
So you have 7 now. You have 7 now. You had 6 before negotiations. DA?
Thank you, Chair. So there are 3 names from our original list which are common. Which was 17, 101, and 47. And then in negotiation, it was agreed that we could submit a further 3 names, and that was 63, 67,
67,
and 5.
5. So you have 6 names, including the common ones. Are you ready, EFF?
We are still the same.
You're still the same. 1-17, 73, 65. Now the FF numbers are still the same. 117. No, sorry. Number 1, number 17, number 73, and number 65. That's the DA. I mean, that's the AFF, sorry. Honorable Matisha?
Thank you.
I'm scared to say having FF now.
No, having consulted with the BP,
what is
NDA? Huh? No, well, I spoke to DA and I spoke to BP.
The BP guy, eh?
From found them from the BP, no, from the garage.
Yes.
So. BP. So we agreed, Honorable Chair, that we'll remain with 9 and number 87.
Number 9
and number 87.
Number 87.
Thank you.
7, 8, 9, 10. So we have 19 names, eh? Am I right? No, we have 19 names, including those who are common. Okay. And then can you clean them up so that those who, they go to 15?
Yes.
Oh, that's very good. That's very good. Can the staff read the numbers? If, yeah, can, yeah, you are right. Let's put them there.
And what you read is what must go from there.
Waiting. Do we need to go to the presentation of MDD?
Yes,
it's the same. Do we need to go to it?
No.
Because it's the same. There are few things that are not the same. And then focus on shortlisting.
Just for consistency's sake, Chair, can we just go through the presentation? I mean, we've got time. It's 20 past 11. We'll finish.
The names there.
I'm looking on my guest list.
That's what members want. They want to see the product.
Chair, if I think while she says we've got time, but it's not necessary for Mbo to present exactly the whole thing up. Unless he must just focus on the act which guides us, and then on the number which we have to put those resignations.
What's going on? What's happening?
They're going to put it on the screen now. For the NCA.
Okay, but that's what you gave me already.
No, I gave you. I gave you this, but you must add now the unattended.
Okay, alright, that's 17.
Yeah.
147101.
Then 41.
Okay, 41.
90.
77.
91.
63. 67.
Yeah. 5.
73.
9. 87.
Sorry? I'm including these. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, members, by the way, we were invited to a graduation party in December. We never thought.
65.
So please, And the invitation is to the committee, not to individuals. So the committee will have to see how we get there. Huh? Honorable Davis? Invitation to the committee. So logistics will be from the committee.
No, it's an oversized
business. Yeah. That's only like a note. But we'll be going. Now we are going to there are the names, members.
Thank you, Chairperson. The 15 names are as follows. Advocate Kawegazi Matlati, candidate number one, is Ms. Natalie N. Delport, candidate number five, Dr. Mashilo Buluga, candidate number nine, Ms. Nomonde Gonxeka Siyopa, candidate number 17, Mr. Phosa Mashangwane, candidate number 41, Mr. Peter Sapulusa, candidate number 63, Mr. Ruben Mutlaluga, candidate number 65, Mr. Thabo Makake, candidate number 67, Ms. Sheila Musi, candidate number 47, Ms. Tembeka Simane, candidate number 77, Ms. Lulama Mukobo, candidate number 73, Mr. Ashraf Patel, candidate number 87, Mr. Andrew Peto, candidate number 90, Mr. Temba Piri, candidate 91, and Ms. Kate Kina, candidate 101. Thank you, Chair.
Let's go to MDDA presentation. A very summarized one, Nimbo.
Get that name. They will do them.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. In terms of the MDDA, we depart from the premise of the prescripts of the Act, MDDA Act number 14 of 2002. There are currently five vacancies, four committee appointees and two president appointees in the MDDA board. The president appointees are Ms. Neo Momodu, who resigned, Ms. Zanele Mgadi, who has also resigned with effect from 31st August 2017, and Mr. Shang's term, which ends on 11th June 2018. The committee advertised for three positions, for three vacancies rather. I'll just skip through the other stuff because I don't think that we should talk about it. And then the most important one here is actually the new resignation by Ms. Kalisa Kadi. And nothing has been referred to the committee, but the support staff is aware that Mr. Kadi has resigned from the MDDA board, awaiting minister's referral rather. However, the committee can take a decision or a resolution to include this vacancy in this appointment process should they wish so. So currently we have three.
This is a committee report where it refers to Palace Academy. Can you go back to where you say you are aware? Because nothing has been referred to the support staff. What is this? What is it?
Honorable Chair, all we're saying here is that we're aware that she's resigned from the board. And the issue is that we're awaiting minister's referral. That's what we're saying. So I think the decision would be, the point we're trying to get to, Chair, is that perhaps...
You can delete everything and just say Ms. Kati has resigned.
Okay. Yeah. And noted, Chair. So the current current three board members include Ms. Pelisangomo and Ms. Vale, both appointed by Parliament, and their terms will end April and May of next year, something of that sort. And Mr. Sishange, who's appointed by the President, which I talked to earlier, to say that his resignation will be 11 June 2018. So the committee received a total of 87 applications articulating nominations to the board. So again, the committee will have to resolve how many candidates to shortlist for the interviews on 5th September 2017 to be tabled to National Assembly on 7th September 2017. Okay, I think I'll pass all this. The prescripts of the Act, I'm sure the honourable members do have. I just want to get to the timeline. All right. The Act says that in the case of the MDDA board, in the case of the MDDA board, sections 4 and 5 of the MDDA Act prescribe. The constitution of the appointment of members of the board of the board of the agency and the conditions for disqualification. Under constitution of an appointment of board members, the board consists of 9 members. 6 members of the board must be appointed by the president on the recommendation of the National Assembly according to the following principles: participation by the public in the nomination process, 2, transparency and openness, and 3, the publication of a short list of candidates for appointment with due regard to subsection 4 and 5. Persons who are appointed to the board must be persons who are, section 4, subsection 4, A and B. A
can
says...
Can you go back,
members
of the board must be appointed by the president.
By the recommendation. Chair,
okay.
You're giving me a scare.
Okay.
A says the persons who are committed to fairness, freedom of expression, openness, and the accountability on the part of those entrusted with the governance of the public sector. B, when viewed collectively, are representative of a broad cross-section of the population of the Republic and possess suitable qualifications, expertise, and experience in fields such as community media, social, labor, and development issues, media economics, financial management and funding, advertising and marketing, journalism and broadcast programming, media research, media training, literacy and education, media law, information and communications technology policy. In terms of section 5, the disqualification, a person may not be appointed as a member if he or she, A, is not a South African citizen and ordinarily resident in the Republic, B, is an unrehabilitated insolvent, C, is a member of parliament, any political legislator or any municipal council. D, is an office bearer or employee of any party, movement, or organization of a party political nature. Continuing with the section 5E, the disqualification would be as a result if someone has, notwithstanding paragraph F, at any time been convicted of theft, fraud, perjury, an offence under the Corruption Act of 1992, Act Number 94 of 1992, or any other offence involving dishonesty. F, has been convicted after the commencement of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa of a crime specified in Schedule 1 to the Criminal Procedure Act and has been sentenced to a period of imprisonment of not less than 1 year without the option of a fine. G, has as a result of improper conduct been removed from an office of trust. H, has been declared by a court to be mentally ill or disordered. Section 41C, we're continuing on Section 41C now. Three members must be appointed by the President, taking into consideration Section 15, of whom one must be from the commercial print media and another from the commercial broadcast media. Section 15, of course, deals with the finance of the agency. I've just got it there for reference purposes, but I don't think that I will recite exactly that section because it relates to the appointment of the of persons by the President. Section 4, 2, and 3, read as such. Subsection 2, the President must appoint one of the members as the chairperson of the board. Members are appointed on a non-executive basis. Section 5A and B, a member must, before performing his or her functions, take an oath of affirmation that he or she is committed to A, fairness, freedom of expression, openness, and accountability, and B, upholding and protecting the Constitution and other laws of the Republic. I will skip the overview process. We've spoken about it. I just want to go directly to the actual date. As members will notice that today is the shortlisting process, and with the hope that we will finish it today, the list will go out on the 28th, if all goes well. In terms of the public process, we'll ensure that the shortlisted candidates are published by Monday. And there's a bit of a technical challenge in terms of the times for this particular process for MDDA. Because we have scheduled the interviews for the 5th of September. It does not necessarily give us an ample time to do proper analysis of the public comments that will be coming in. But as we are doing with the SABC, we're actually doing them as they come in. So we hope that we'll be able to, because the last day of the shortlisting process, if we go by this plan, would be 5th September. That's the last day we have to close, unless if members resolve that we give 4 working days to enable the last day for us to consolidate the inputs from the public. So we're scheduled to actually interview on the same day and deliberate on the same day, which is the 5th of September, so that the process is ready for adoption by National Assembly on the last day of Parliament, which is 7th September 2017. I thank you, Chair. There's an activity plan, but I think I've covered most.
Yes, Honourable Fonda.
Thanks, Chair. I think we are under significant time pressure. This board is on quorum. There's 3 people, and quorum is 4. So I think we are under significant pressure to make sure that we fill those vacancies, and they've been quiet for quite some time. I think while it's important for us to ensure public participation, I don't think it's a strict requirement that we put names out for public comments. The Act only says that there must be participation in the nomination process. I think with the SABC, because there's significant public interest, because we want to make sure that we don't again appoint a board that doesn't fulfill the tasks, I would suggest we just go ahead and get the interviews and make sure that the board is quorate. And then my question, so it's a 9-member board, 6 are appointed on recommendation of us as Parliament, and 3 by the President. So of the 2 were appointed by Parliament, so we need to appoint 4. So we're filling 3, and there's going to be 1 vacancy that must be filled by us, and then the other 2 vacancies must be filled by the President. So have we heard any word from the President about when he intends on filling those 2 vacancies? Because the 2 must be filled by the President, and we fill 6. And then in terms of shortlisting, I'd suggest we shortlist 9, because we're filling 3 vacancies.
Okay. On the question of, because I think this one is different from SABC, publishing it, your proposal is that we should just go straight to interviews. like we have done in the past. Because members, you recall that we never did what we did with SABC at the level of FDDA. Abopali Sahaba, Kati and Kosha, we never took the route you would publicize. But I think we must take a decision as proposed. If we are okay with that, fine. If you're not, then fine. Honorable Van Dijk and then Honorable Luz. It's off, it's on. Honorable Van Dijk and Honorable Luz.
Chicken, the advisor, just maybe page 3, the number 3, the last sentence. Can you just explain that to us so that we are certain that we understand it fully?
Can we also speak on the question of publicity, publicizing the shortlist that Honorable Luz? Please, if you can talk to that as well.
No, look, the most of the weakest bodies is MDDA. Mm-hmm. The recent oversight visits we had were very troubling. It is the one that should be subjected to an even stricter scrutiny. So I don't agree. It's not a fire department. It's not like we have to put on firefighters who must go and take out the fire next week. Let us be thorough. The board, as and when it is correct, it must be by men and women of integrity who have gone through public scrutiny and make that body alive. Because it's in shambles at the moment. Everything we visited there of community media, everything they are doing, it doesn't look proper. So I'm not comfortable with rushing this one. Let those CVs go out. Let the public tell us how it feels. It's in the interest of transparency. I'm okay with that. It's just a mere 5 working days. And then we'll fill it up. But that way we must hurry quickly because the board is it's been incorrect the whole year. So we let's do a thorough process. That's my view. And in summary, thorough process because our most recent experience, we went to the SABC and we went to MDDA entities. That body is in serious bad position. So those are my reasons. Thank you very much. Chair. Sorry. I'm fine with 9. Yeah. And the rest of the comments, Van Dam, has captured me.
Honorable Matheson.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Chair. Kindly permit me to persuade Honorable Van Dam to agree that you know the people of South Africa must take a decision. So we need to have this publicized. But then the second point I wish to support on the number that we've got to come up with, 9.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can okay, let's finish it first before I say what I want to say.
No, I'm covered, Chair, with the 9. I don't have any problem. But rushing this thing in such a way that we do things contrary to what the Act requires will be problematic. Mm-hmm. We'll have to still come back and redo this whole process. So I'm of the view that I think let's follow the process of the publication of a shortlist as required by the MDD Act.
I don't think there is a problem here. That applies to ICASA. This also applies to ICASA. And we're taking a decision, and then we'll have to do it consistently. When there are vacancies next year, we'll do the same. Because I think we must take this decision and take it for good. Because you recall that we haven't done this, and I think it was wrong. But now that we're taking a decision, let's stick to it until we are gone. As these members. It's agreed on publicizing it. 9 is agreed. There is no problem about it. Honorable Davis, you want to make a follow-up, ma'am? Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Chair. Okay, I've been convinced by the arguments. My concern was that it's in court, and we needed to fill those vacancies. But if it's 5 working days and we want to make sure there's public participation, I'm fine, so it's all right. Thanks, Chair.
Honorable Davis.
Thanks, Chair. I completely agree that for consistency we should have the 3-to-1 ratio, and I think that's very good. So I agree with 9 if we're only going to be filling the 3 vacancies and not the additional one. So we decided that we're not going to fill the additional one that hasn't been referred.
Okay.
Sorry, that wasn't clear to me. Because there's potentially 4 vacancies, but it says on the presentation we should take a decision over whether we are going to fill 3 vacancies or 4 vacancies.
We're filling 3 vacancies. We're filling 3 vacancies. We're filling 3 vacancies. We say 9. We shortlist 9 for the 3 vacancies. We'll publicize everything, including the CVs, as we did with SABC. No? Okay. So that's the decision. Can we go to the... are there questions? Oh, yes. Your question, Honorable Van Dijk?
Chair, you can just make it clear what he actually suggested with that last sentence on page 3.
Page 3, last sentence?
Yes, Chair, but
we actually did resolve that. We're going to turn it over to that.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I think the decision has been made by the committee. What we're saying is that we are aware that Ms. Kadi has resigned from MDDA, and I think the resolution of the committee is that we advertise for 3 and we'll therefore shortlist for the 3 votes.
We'll have to spend another $1,000.
Are we satisfied now? We can go to the names.
Yes.
Can I hear the big part?
Thanks, Chairperson. From the ANC, we are submitting the following candidates. Candidate number 12, Sibongile Ganta. Candidate number 18, Ronald Lamula. Candidate number 29, Advocate Makondelele Mativa. Candidate number 49, Roland Williams. Candidate number 65, Rufuno Nevonde. And candidate number 80, Martina Della Togna. That's where we are. 6 candidates that were submitted.
Okay, DA? I'll do that. Number 12, number 18, yes, 29, 49, 65, 80. Let's not do it now. Come with your names first, and then we can do that if you want to comment. Let's hear your names before we comment. DA?
Chair, we've got number 3, number 4.
3, 4. Number 3, number 4, yes.
Number 5.
Number 5.
30.
30.
35.
35. 43. 43. 45. 45. 56. 56. 8 names. Can
we
hear you, Honorable Dose?
We pass for now, Chair.
Honorable Madisha?
Number 10?
10?
9?
9?
1.
1.
Thank you.
I don't comment.
Madisha is number 10, number 9, number 1.
Thank you.
Josie?
No, we're fine ourselves.
Huh?
We're fine.
You don't have names. You don't give us names.
No.
We've listened, so okay. we're listening.
No, no, I'm not saying, I'm not forcing him. Members, we have how many names? Yeah, can you comment on the names? On which names?
On the ANC's list, Chair.
Yes.
Number 18, Mr. Ronald Lamola.
Yes.
In terms of the act.
Order, Chair. Order.
Oh, okay.
Are you opening up to debate names now?
We must debate names.
No. Since when? Let's be consistent. If you want, even in SAPC, you tried to do this. And
Chair,
we did not. No, Chair.
Can I be allowed to give comments on the names? If why can't I give comments on the names?
Margaret, there is an objection. There will be these names will be interviewed.
Yes, Chair, but
we'll shortlist, and then these are the names of a party.
Okay.
Very firm on them.
Yes.
And then there will be time when we interview them. Whatever issue that you want to raise in that process of interview.
Yes, and there has been, we've agreed on the names, but we agreed on those names based on the requirements of the Act. If there's a candidate who does not meet the requirements of the Act,
I don't think we must
have done
something which... We have not been
Can I finish making my point? Can I not be interrupted by him?
No. Can you wait a bit? We cannot demotivate candidates now. Because that's demotivating the candidate.
Chair.
Let us not do that. Let me allow you to negotiate. Let me not allow this. All you must do is we must negotiate. And we merge with three. Let us not spoil this process. It's
Chair,
so smooth.
There are requirements in the Act that you are required to... Don't stop trying to censor my points. Listen to what I'm saying and then talk after I have spoken. Do not interrupt me.
I'm not talking to you.
Why are you letting him interrupt me?
We've agreed on the process. We've agreed on the process. We did not agree on the motivations.
Let me do this.
Now she's starting something that we never agreed upon.
Can I finish my point?
Point of order.
Nobody
can
must
I finish
demotivate,
my point?
Honorable Van Damme. Nobody must demotivate. It was agreed, so won't start it.
Can I finish my point I was making?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Let's listen.
And can no one interrupt me? Section 5 of the MDA
Act. Let's allow, because we're agreeing now that we must listen to her. Let's allow, because after that we'll rule.
Are you going to allow me to speak until I finish speaking? Thank you. Section 5 of the MDDA Act disqualifies specific individuals from serving on the MDA board. These are from people who are not South African citizens, who are members of parliament, who are office bearers of political movements, who have been found guilty of fraud and so forth. Now, in the shortlisting process, if we come across people who are immediately disqualified, why do we even go forward to the process of interviewing them? We should eliminate them. There's no need for us to shortlist them. It's an entire waste of our time. Why must we interview someone when they come here? We say, actually, thank you for coming. We've paid for you for a flight ticket, but we actually can't interview you because you're disqualified in terms of the Act. In the ANC's list, there are people who are disqualified by the Act, so I do not see the point of us interviewing them. One, Mr. Ronald Lamola, He is an office bearer of the ANC. He therefore thus cannot serve on the MDA board and therefore thus cannot be shortlisted. Number 49, Mr. Roland Williams, there were allegations when he served in Nelson Mandela Bay that there was allegations of impropriety relating to money. Can we have clarity about whether that matter has been resolved?
You will find your time.
So can we, number one, Mr. Lamola, is he an office bearer of the ANC? If he is, he's disqualified. Roland Williams, who's also been suggested by the ANC, was he found guilty of fraud? Because if he has, he cannot serve on the board and he cannot be shortlisted. Thank you, Chair.
Why do we set up a process, number one, of public participation, number two, of subjecting people into vetting a process and qualification process? Why do we do that if we're not even sure, one, that Lamola is an office bearer of the, we are not even sure about that. I am not even sure about it too. Number two, there were allegations, and why do we get into a process of investigating these people, and yet we do it here? I waited for you to finish what you were saying, Honorable Fandam. Honorable Tsedi?
That's exactly the point. These names, we have already agreed that we are going to publish these names, allow people to make comments around this particular issue. If the Honorable Member has got an issue around a particular name, let us follow the same process, and then we'll take it from there. So it will be wrong for us to change ourselves into an investigating team of some sort here. She has stated very categorical, so she says allegations. Do you have anything that you can put here on the table which confirms the issue that she's raising? It's wrong. Yeah. All I'm saying that we have agreed, Chairperson, when we started, that we are not following the process of demotivation. We can do the same with their candidates, but we want to do a proper job as agreed upon earlier when we started with this thing.
Honorable Kongubela,
thank you, sir.
When you want to be listened, Honorable Van Damme, please do that yourself.
Yeah, no. You see, sometimes I know when you allow a mode of maturity, you can expose a lot of us because the real us comes out of it. You see, I don't think there's anything wrong, Chair, if there's an obvious disqualification. Well, it is obvious. I don't think there's anything wrong, if it's so obvious. Remember, you're not, this one is clear, you don't even need to investigate. But if you want to say to me, you are speculating that Ronald is an office bearer, and you are saying there were allegations, you are disrupting the process. Because you don't know what you're talking about. No, no, can you imagine? Listen to that. If you say allegations, you're not helping us. Yeah. For instance, if you say allegations, what do you want us to do? Can you talk to her? Yeah. If you say allegations, what do you want us to do? If you suspect that Ronald is an office bearer and you cannot tell us which office is he holding, you want us to sit here in this meeting, discuss allegations and your suspicions. All what we are asking is that there's nothing wrong with you suspecting. There's something wrong now. No, you shouldn't do. Don't do this thing that you are doing now. There's nothing wrong in suspecting. There's nothing wrong in seeing the allegations. There's nothing wrong. Let me put it this way. There's nothing wrong, Chair, in suspecting and allegating.
all what we're saying, we're proposing names here. If there's anything that you want us to engage in with facts on the table, let me put it this way. ANC will not fight for Ronald who is not qualified. Let me put it down. So the people must not be anxious. Where we are, especially in this community, let me tell you, ANC members who are here, I know them, they will not, oh God, yeah, they will not, you've been doing it. The ANC members who are here will not defend a Ronald, I can tell you now, who is not qualified. ANC members who are here, as far as I know them, will not fight for Ronald Williams, who is not qualified. All what we're saying is a particular way in which we've been conducting this process. People propose names. If you've got conclusive facts during negotiations, say, here are the facts about Ronald. In those negotiations, we're doing this very peacefully. Let me tell you this thing, Chair. If we were to follow this thing in party approach, maybe this is what people don't understand. We can just be hardened and say, you know what? If there are minimum qualifications, ANC is capable, for instance, of doing that. Oh God. What is going wrong with you? Maybe you don't like that we are decent. And we will be decent. We're not going to change. I'm sure you we'll stay different. So all I'm saying is that if, for instance, in the process, let me allow me to say this. A difficult ANC would do this. We look at minimum qualifications for everybody. And we say, this three, they want three, we put three. Let's go for vote. We eliminate Ronald, who is not what we call. Let's say it happens, he's not qualified, we remove. But we say, no, these are qualified people, so we say, this three. We don't want to do this in this committee. This is not what we've been doing in this committee. We want to pursue our engagement in the manner we've been doing. Since interim board, there's a particular way we worked in this committee. But I want to guarantee Member Van Dam, ANC is not going to defend somebody who is not qualified. Can we have a decent way of engaging in this?
Thank you, Honorable Ndlozi.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think I want to agree with the idea of sticking to the process that we've been engaging in, because I think it's managed to help all of us. Firstly is to affirm the right of Honorable Van Dam to object to a name that says doesn't meet the requirements in terms of the Act. It's not wrong, and nobody should dismiss her for that. But I want to emphasize that there were still questionable people, even in the process on Monday. But we said, let's hear names. After hearing names, let's talk. And then we can bring our objections to each other. If the DA is hardened about its names after I bring facts to them, then I come here and I fight for my position. For an example, on Monday, there were names on the ANC list that were questionable, and in the process of exchanging notes, which we've just done as well in relation to ICASA, ANC people were persuaded to say, okay, here is our final names then. And then in the process, it doesn't mean we are not debating, but we are doing it that way because we're building consensus first. I think let's stick to that. And then secondly, so which means the Honorable Van Dam, notwithstanding her rights to oppose whatever name on whatever allegations, even to come back even after. But all we are asking is allow the same process we've been engaged in to take its course. But secondly, Chairperson, if we want to disrupt that process, I won't be taken up by shock. Number one, I know, as a matter of fact, that if you bring at the moment, I mean, it's not even the decision of any of us, it's the decision of the law. So nobody is going to fight you on the basis of a law. If the law doesn't allow a person, it's not about the vote. We don't have to, I don't even have to shout. I can discontinue the process from a legal point of view. That 1, 2, 3, 4 does not qualify, and therefore, let's not waste our breath, let's not waste time. So I want to appeal, there's no reason to break this process we've been engaged in. I'm going to ask members of the Democratic Alliance and members of the ANC. We've got the names on the table.